Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
what's going on, everybody? Good morning, everybody. What's going on? Wake your ass up this morning. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Go to Friday morning, 8:05 a.m. You know what I'm saying? Just another day. Another day, you know what I'm saying? We doing our damn thing. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in with me this morning. You know what I'm saying? Fat Man just getting up, you know what I mean? And just one of those days, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of lazy and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, Fat Man got a lot of stuff going on in his life and this and the other. So, you know, you're going to have those days where, you know, you got the slow taking off and you know, the dragging and the getting up and everything. But it's all good, though. It's 5 minutes after 8 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. 46 degrees this morning, the high of 60 today with some light showers. It's been kind of raining off and on this morning, so make sure you take your umbrella if you're on your way to work, you know what I'm saying, this morning. So how's everybody doing? You know what I'm saying? A lot has been going on. You know, right now in the news, they got the White House weighs petition to deport Justin Bieber. You know what I'm saying? They talking about sending his ass back to Canada like a motherfucking Mexican or something like that. They tried to say that motherfucker slipped in under the radar, so they gonna send his ass back to motherfucking back to Canada and everything because he's becoming a nuisance to society. You know what I'm saying? Barack Obama didn't have enough problems to deal with already. His administration is now being asked to weigh on the grave matter of Justin Bieber's bad behavior. By midday Wednesday, a petition on the White House website calling it the deportation of a Canadian-born teen idol had generated 103,000 names, easily surpassing the threshold of 100,000 signatures required for the president's consideration. So they're getting ready to send Justin Bieber's ass back over to Canada where the fuck he need to be and this and the other. You know what I'm saying? You can't come over here in America. But that just goes to show you, everybody, in this game we call entertainment, you know what I'm saying, money walks, bullshit talks. You know what I'm saying? If you got enough money to buy your way through shit, you're going to buy your way through shit. If you don't have enough money to buy your way through shit, then you're going to get a court-appointed lawyer, which is going to probably hold up a lot of shit that's going on. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to Justin Bieber. Hope they deport your ass back over there to California. I mean, back over there to Canada. You know what I'm saying? It's 8 minutes after 8 here on Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. You know what I'm saying? This morning's topic is just, we just go reminisce about the days of old. You know what I'm saying? I remember if anybody out there got a grandmama or a big mama, you know what I'm saying? You know, you used to go over big mama house and everything. And sometime going over big mama house wasn't even an option. It was, you were told to go over big mama house and go over there and spend the night and everything like that. And hell, big mama didn't want to be bothered with our asses no damn way. You know what I'm saying? 99% of the time, big mama had them gowns on and shit with them house shoes, and she would scrape her feet across the floor. You know what I'm saying? And be telling her, yeah, take your ass to bed. I don't know why your mama done dropped your ass off over here. Ain't brung you no clothes. Ain't brung no milk. Ain't brung nothing to eat. Ain't said hi, cat, dog, or nothing. You know what I'm saying? A funky ass. I'm going to tell your mama about herself. Get your ass in the damn bed. Yeah, that's big mama. That's big mama. And when you go upstairs, you be like, ooh, I hate her. Ooh, I hate big mama and shit. Oh, fat ass bitch. Every time I come over here, shit, she always talk you shit, this, that, the other. And then you be talking shit about your mama and shit. Ooh, my mama, I hate her. She always got to go hang out at the club. I always got to go out with that nigga and this, that, and the other. Then we get dropped off over here. You ever been dropped off over Big Mama's house and it seemed like your mama and daddy done forgot that you over there and shit? You got to call them like, like, when you coming to get me, and this, that, and the other, and, you know your mom and daddy doing something in the background they ain't got no business doing, because they like, we going to call you back, we busy, we coming to get you, yeah, you just got rid of my ass so y'all could go home and fuck and shit like that there, you know what I'm saying, so, y'all remember that shit, you remember coming home from Big Mama house, and then snuck home and got home. Big Mama got tired of your ass being over there, and she'd have dropped you off at home, and you'd have came inside the house, and your mama and daddy up in there fucking with all the doors open and this, that, and the other, and you like, what you doing to my mama? Get off my mama. Get off my mama. You got the fat man up in here. 8:10, y'all, live from Las Vegas, Nevada, you know what I'm saying? Today, we are reminiscing about the days of old. What was happening with you back in the day? What type of shit did you see back in the day? You know what I'm saying? But right now, y'all, we're going to pay some bills and everything. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be right back with more of the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. I am your host, the Fat Man, live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sharing quality time. What happened between then and now? The love we shared was lost somehow. That we're moving too fast. But how could I know the feelings would pass? It wouldn't last. Hoping and praying you still love me.
Yeah.
takes a fool to learn that love don't love nobody. That's why I can truly say in my heart that love don't
your ass up in the morning. You got the fat man to wake your ass up morning show. That was my man David Hollister, and I can't stay. You know what I'm saying? We got some things going on. I'm just posting up some old school music and everything like that. What was you doing back in the day? You know what I'm saying? When Bad Creation, Aisha came out. Aisha! You know what I'm saying? And everything, the little badass little kids and this and the other. What was you doing back in the day and shit, you know what I'm saying? Hell, I was driving my mama's caddy to the skate rink. Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bumping this shit, you know what I'm saying? Bumping Aisha. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here. You know what I mean? It's 8:18 out here, Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? The topic for this morning is, what was you doing back in the day? Let's reminisce. You know what I'm saying? Let's reminisce about Big Mama and Big Daddy and how we was raised. And you know, Black History Month is coming up starting Sunday. You know what I'm saying? But Monday we will be in full effect with my girl Tara, getting our Black history on and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So what was you doing back in the day, you know what I'm saying? We got some old throwback music that we going through today and everything, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to play something right now. I'm going to see if you remember this, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man, 8:19 a.m. This is the Throwback Friday, you know what I'm saying? We're just going through some old jams and everything and just reminiscing. If you want to reminisce with me, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man. Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live and direct here on WPT Jam Radio, y'all, live from Las Vegas.
Have a fancy car, diamond ring, the girl you know.
know all good things come in time. Girl, you know I'll do just about anything. See your smile on your face. Don't let your friends go messing with your mind.
What's up? Wake your ass up. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. It's Throwback Friday, y'all. We just going through some old school throwback songs and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm just posting some things. You know what I mean? And what was you doing when a lot of this stuff and a lot of this music was going on and a lot of this stuff was coming out, you know what I'm saying? You know, so I'll be posting some stuff and everything, you know what I'm saying? Today's topic is we going back, you know what I'm saying? You know, going back in the day, you know, we're going to reminisce about Big Mama and Big Daddy and how long Big Mama and Big Daddy was together, you know what I'm saying, and the way we was raised and how things has been going, you know what I'm saying, and all of that. So, you know, y'all just make sure that y'all log in and ride with the Fat Man, you know what I mean, because we doing it real big today, you know what I'm saying. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with us, you know what I'm saying, and you know, this is how we get down, you know what I'm saying? If y'all want to hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. You know what I'm saying? You got the Fat Man in the Morning Show up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. If you got any questions or if you want to reminisce about something that went on back in the day, hit me up, you know what I'm saying? I'm right here. This is what it's for, you know what I'm saying? We just going to lay back, listen to some songs today, and just kind of chop it up, you know what I'm saying, and take it back in the day, all right? Here's my man Genuine and In Those Jeans on Fat Man Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up. Get ready for work. You running late.
Myself from looking hard. You wore these jeans, girl, you wore these jeans, and you made a thug wanna cry something terrible. I had to have you for myself, baby. You don't know what the jeans do to me, make me wanna get down on one knee. You got that thunder and it only makes me wonder how it feels to get up in those jeans. To death, baby. I don't know the words to say to you. All that I know, baby, all I know is that I'm loving what I see and I'm feeling you.
Yeah. Come on.
I wanna know, what? All I wanna know
is that I can have what's up in no jeans. Baby, can I have what's up in no jeans?
Don't get along, cause I don't mean no harm, but I love the way you wear those jeans. Yes, I do.
All I wanna know is can I have what's in those jeans?
Can I get
them days. I can feel it.
On a day like today, God, I spend nothing went my way, trying to find some peace within.
Used to make me sit at the grown-up table, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Or you used to go over Big Mama house during the holidays and this, that, and the other, and you would always run into that cousin that you couldn't stand, you know what I'm saying? Always run into that cousin that you'd be like, ooh, I don't like your ass. Boy, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You always had that cousin. Every time you caught him alone or caught her alone, you fucked her up in the corner and shit. He's punching the shit out of her and this, that, and the other and shit. And be like, that's what talking about me. And they be like, stop, quit it. I'm going to tell. Shut up. Shut up. I don't care if you go tell. Shut the hell up. And this, yeah, it was a couple of cousins. You know what I'm saying? I had to whoop their ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Because they used to want to talk about me and everything. Because, you know, I was a fat little kid and everything. So they used to want to talk about your boy Fat Man and tease him and shit. You know what I'm saying? So I would catch their ass, and I would kick the shit out of their ass. You remember them old Busta Brown shoes and shit that your mama used to get from Payless with the big-ass buckle on the end, across of them and shit like that? Them Busta Browns, they was like mini steel toes and shit. I would kick the shit out of a motherfucker with them Busta Brown shoes on and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker shins be bleeding and shit. And I'm going to tell on you, L.A. I don't give a fuck. Go tell on me. You call me fat again, I'm going to fuck you up and shit. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. 8:38 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. We just sitting back chilling today. We taking it easy. Getting ready for Black History Month. Y'all know Black History Month starts next month, and it is the shortest month of the year. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to make sure that we get our Black History in every day. We're going to learn a little something and everything, you know what I'm saying? And then, of course, this Saturday, you know, we got Unsigned Hype Radio coming to you live and direct once again. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be dropping a lot of knowledge and getting some people on here, getting some people on the show that can bring some knowledge to the table, you know what I'm saying, and share with all you MCs and everything so you can step your game up for the new year, all right? You know what I'm saying? So you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. It's 60 degrees out here, you know what I'm saying, right now, 47 degrees right now, with the high of 70 today, or 68. The high of 68 today, with a chance of thunder showers. So if you're out here in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying, make sure you take your umbrella. I got to get out here in this damn weather and shit like that in a few minutes and go pay some bills and all of that good shit, you know what I'm saying? But if you want to holler at your boy Fat Man, give me a shout-out, give somebody a shout-out, and just let me know that you're listening, you know what I'm saying? It seems like everybody is so busy. Everybody used to listen to me every morning and this, that, and the other, you know, and I don't even get my man D. Jones with my Wake and Bake report anymore. I don't get, you know, my man Kenny Black. He used to call in, but, you know, it's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? Because Fat Man going to keep doing his damn thing and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Because people don't make the world go round. You make the world go round. So get up and get out there and make your world go round. You know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to everybody that's listening. Big shout-out to everybody that ain't listening. You know what I'm saying? That's on you, you know what I mean? But we're going to get back into our Throwback Fridays, you know what I'm saying, right now with my man D'Angelo. Y'all remember that video and stuff where he was standing there half-ass naked, but his braids wasn't quite tight and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Kind of like all the women went crazy and stuff like that. I did a video like this, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. It's called How Does Fat Man Feel? You know what I mean? And I'm rubbing on my stomach and all of that and looking all sexy and body glistening all over. You know what I mean? You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live from Las Vegas, y'all. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show here live from Las Vegas, y'all. Wake Your Ass Up in the Morning. That was my man D'Angelo and How Does It Feel? You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here, 8:48 a.m. We're just reminiscing and going, you know what I'm saying, going through some throwbacks and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? I'm posting up some things to kind of give y'all, you know, give y'all a little insight and stuff, you know, and everything. You know, back in the day, I remember back in the day, you know what I'm saying, it wasn't all about gangs and Crips, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, it was about, you know, back, you know, back in Detroit, we had gangs called YBI, Pony Down, the A-Team, you know what I'm saying, the Earl Flynn's, you know what I'm saying, BK, LK, you know what I'm saying, the Sconies, you know what I mean, the Macaronis, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, you know what I mean, you know, 7 Mile Smurfs, you know what I'm saying, I mean, we had all types of gangs and you know, what have you back there in, you know, back there in the D, you know what I'm saying, and everything, but, you know, we did do our damn thing, you know what I'm saying, it was fun growing up back then, you know what I'm saying, y'all ever remember having to be in before the street lights came on, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I remember having to be home before the street lights and shit. But you know, like I said, y'all, you know, you remember when we had love and everything like that. The holidays, family came together, you know, from far and wide, family came together and sit down and eat and you know, and fellowship, you know what I'm saying? You know, those was the days, you know. Big Mama would cook, and we would go over Big Mama's house and everything, you know what I'm saying, and just kick it, you know what I mean? The people who drank went out, and they drank before they got to Big Mama's house, and the people who smoked, they went out and smoked before they got to Big Mama's house, you know what I'm saying, and everything, you know what I'm saying, especially around Thanksgiving time and you know what I'm saying, it's just a beautiful thing, y'all, you know what I'm saying? It's good to reminisce and remember where you come from, because if you don't know where you're coming from, you damn sure don't know where the hell you've been, and you damn sure don't know where you're going. So to everybody out there that's listening, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make it do what it do, baby.
You got the Fat Man up in here to wake your ass up on this show. This is my man Jamie Foxx. Do what it do here on The Morning Show. Wake your ass
baby,
up.
Baby, I just want to take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me. Back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me. Back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do? You wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do? You wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your rodeo wider. Baby, go let them die up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do? You wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. You wanna get tired of, get your rodeo wider. Baby, go let them die up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up.
Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you're missing. I can put in work in every position. From the kitchen table, bedroom floor.
Baby, that's my body calling your name.
Cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do? You wanna get high? You wanna
baby, go let them pass up. I think you better wise up, cause I'm about to cry. So
your body show no singing, baby. Show me how you do it, girl.
Jamie Foxx, you know what I'm saying? He want to do what it do tonight, you know what I'm saying? In case y'all just joining in, you got the Fat Man coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. Today's show is Throwback Friday, you know what I'm saying? We just sitting back and we here doing Throwback Friday, you know, let's reminisce, you know what I'm saying? We just reminiscing on, Big Mama and Big Daddy and how we was raised. We getting ready for Black History Month. Black History Month is next month. It's the shortest month of the year. But me and Tower, we're going to definitely get it in, you know what I'm saying, and turn y'all on to some history that y'all might not know about, you know what I'm saying. I'm going to definitely do some research and everything, you know what I'm saying. But today, today I'm just posting up some pictures of throwbacks, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, back when hip-hop was fun. You know, not saying hip-hop is fun right now, but hip-hop is dealing with a lot of drama and bullshit and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, bring it back, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to bring it back and have some fun like we used to have back in the day, you know what I mean? Music is not the same. Kind of the music is getting watered down. A little of the music is it's not like it was back in the day. You remember back in the day we used to go to the concerts and everybody would be partying and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Everybody be smoking and drinking all together and stuff like that. It wasn't no drama. Wasn't nobody tripping on who had the best flow. It wasn't nobody tripping on, you know, what color you had on or this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, we had cross colors, you know what I'm saying? That's where your boys crisscross came in, totally crossed out. You know, we had cross colors. So it had every color in the rainbow and everything, you know what I'm saying? And everybody used to wear them, you know, wasn't nobody tripping on that. We had the high top fades, you know what I'm saying? We had the barbers that was cutting in the letters and stuff in everybody's head and everything. That's when hip-hop and growing up was fun, you know what I'm saying? That was back when you could say you had a best friend. Your best friend wasn't trying to stab you in the back, you know what I'm saying? All you really had to worry about was your homeboy trying to squeeze your woman, you know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about, you know. Wasn't nobody hating on each other. I don't even think the word hating was even out back then, you know what I'm saying? I think the word was biting. You know, you biting your rhymes. You biting off of what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? You biting off of my shoes. Oh, you just bit off the outfit I bought last week, nigga. You know what I'm saying? So times is changing. I think times and everything is evolving. History repeats itself. because a lot of this stuff that we used to do back in the day is coming back out, but only a little differently. You know what I'm saying? They're not cutting stuff in their head like they used to. They're just getting their head shaved off, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. You know, so this is why it's good for parents to sit down with their children and talk to them about how it was when they were growing up to how it is now to kids growing up. Times are different. Kids are dealing with a lot more. They're dealing with a lot more peer pressure than it was when we were going to school. Our biggest peer pressure when we were going to school was smoking a cigarette or hitting a joint. Now the biggest peer pressure that's going on in school is selling drugs or committing crimes or committing petty crimes or harming one another or, of course, like we discussed yesterday, bullying one another, talking bad, making idle threats and this, that, and the other, chasing kids home, stuff like that, robbing kids, you know what I'm saying? Times have definitely changed. But we're going to get into Jill Scott because, like she said, if you ain't got nobody to hate on, then you might as well hate on me. You got the fat man up in here. It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? We doing the throwback show today, y'all. So give me a call, 347-884-8810.
If I could give you the world on a silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an oldie, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Yeah.
Wake Your Ass Up in the Morning. You got your man Fat Man up in here, and that was Jodeci, and I'm thinking about freaking you. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the songs back in the day. I know y'all used to ride with the top down back in the day. You know what I'm saying? With your girl next to you, your 40 ounce between your legs. You know what I'm saying? Riding out to Belle Isle Park. You know what I mean? Riding down Jefferson for all my people who's staying out there at in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. So, you know, it's all good and everything, you know. So big shout out to everybody that's doing their damn thing and stuff like that. We're going to keep it going with the throwback, you know what I'm saying. And here's my man Pleasure P and Lick, Lick, Lick here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, y'all. Let's go.
My name is Pleasure P, and I'm addicted to sex. I mean, I got a confession to make, and I'm really seeking your help. You know what I'm saying? See, I got this girl, and every time we do it, it's incredible. I mean, it's amazing. I just can't stop. I mean, I'm, how can I say it? I'm just addicted. You know what I'm saying? So, help me out.
And I don't know what to do, cause sex is always on my mind. Me and this girl, we've been dealing for a while, and I can't get enough of her. When she starts rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real naughty. Cause she likes to get on top, and when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop. Sexy while we're sexing, that's why I wanna love. Girl, I wanna lick all over your body, baby.
Girl, I wanna lick.
Girl, you make my tongue go la 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 la. And I can't stop thinking about her. And what we used to do, strawberries and whipped cream. And oh, I'm just a fiend, addicted to your love. I can't get enough.
She stops rubbing my body, make me wanna do something real now.
Cause she likes to get on top. And when she get on top, she likes to stay on top and make her body just drop.
911, I'm feeling me back.
911-00-24.
Baby, it's an emergency, I'm calling, calling, gotta have some more.
How would you like
if I lay you down?
Would you like
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Just let you
down. Can't think about nothing else since you left me with your lips. It ain't no secret, girl, your body fits me like a glove.
Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be. baby, is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you, no, with your head turned gray.
Yeah.
Show. We're just doing the throwback morning show today, you know what I'm saying? Just playing some songs and everything so everybody can kind of reminisce, you know what I'm saying, what they was doing back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? It was, I had a lot going on. I was a little young fella coming up, you know, in Detroit, Michigan, and you know what I'm saying? Trying to be an inspiring artist. You know what I'm saying? I was, you know, trying to get in where I fit in, doing a lot of networking, you know what I mean? Started doing a lot of networking with the Def Comedy Jam poets and stuff like that. And I've always been trying to throw gigs and put people on and try and spread the wealth, you know what I'm saying? Try and share my stage, stuff like that. I don't know. Sometimes things aren't meant to be. Sometimes the path in life that you choose doesn't always pan out the way you would want it to be or where you would want it to go, you know what I'm saying? And it makes you sit back and wonder just what would have happened if things would have went or if I would have been utterly successful in this music industry and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So now that I sit here and I'm 45 years old, you know, you get to sitting back and you reminisce on sometimes what I should have, could have, would have did and things like that. But the thing about it is the older you get, you need to grab all the gusto you can in life, you know what I'm saying? Because you never know when your time is up and you don't want to get older. You don't want to get in your 60s and 70s and you're looking at your woman or your girlfriend or your wife and you're jealous and you're upset with her because you felt that she's held you back. You felt that you were doing the right thing instead of pursuing your dream. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes there are people out there that needs to pursue their dream. There still are people out there that have a dream. If you have a dream, consider yourself very, very fortunate and consider yourself blessed, because there are a lot of people out there that doesn't even have a dream, let alone think that dreams will come true or think that blessings do happen. You know, you just don't have, you just got to keep forward. You got to stay steadfast. You got to step out on faith sometime. You know, when I left Detroit, Michigan, and moved here to Las Vegas, Nevada, I stepped out on faith. I didn't know nobody here. I didn't have no place to stay. But I jumped in my van and I drove out here. Yeah, with the thought that I would become a big star and that I would really be somebody one day and make a difference to somebody one day and make a difference in this game and in this music industry one day, and I'm still working at it, you know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, we all get kicked, you know, it's a lot of shit going on Facebook and people think you real and people think you ain't real and all of this shit and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? When all you have to do is be real to yourself, you know what I'm saying? Be real to yourself. That person that you look at every morning when you in the mirror brushing your teeth and all of that, that's the person who you got to be real with. You know, that's the person that you need to sit back and reminisce and go over what it used to be and what you could be doing and what you used to do and things like that. Sometimes people are in this world that don't even know themselves. You want everybody to know you, but do you even know yourself? Do you know where you've been? Do you know where you're going? Do you know where your footsteps lead? Do you know where your path in life is leading you to? Sometimes you got to stop and ask yourself those questions. And a lot of times, stop, raise your drink, and have a cheer to you. You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. We're just doing it like this, y'all. We're doing some old school throwbacks. Y'all know how the fat man get down, you know what I'm saying? If you want to talk to me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. This is Throwback Friday, y'all. And playa, cheers to you here on the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show. Let's go.
If I had a wish, baby, I wish he never left you feeling like this. Cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over here, maybe some wine will empty your mind. Girl, I'ma make it better. Now can we dim the light? Let's make a toast that it will be alright.
I'm gonna
be your angel.
Now you're
Hello?
Hello? I'm over here at Mount Moriah.
Calling from Mount Moriah.
Uh-huh.
What happened was I was calling you about something because y'all had came over here a few years ago to visit my church.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't you go to Reverend Neeland Church, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh. Y'all was over there at Mount Moriah, and after the service, you stepped on, I had some white shoes and you stepped on them and put a scuff on them and I can't wear them no more. And they was on sale. They wasn't about $40-some. And I was trying to see, with times being bad and all, if you could pay for them, just give me another pair because
I should have smacked you upside the head when I stepped on them.
You should have, baby, let me tell you something. I love to fight now.
Well, me too.
Now, I tried to be nice.
Hey, I'm from the garden. I like to fight.
Well, I ain't no killer, but don't push me.
He's so jazz.
This ain't funny. I'm dead serious.
Okay.
Now, I was trying to see if I can meet you somewhere, meet you at a Burger King parking lot or something, to see if I can get the money for it. I really need it because I'm supposed to be speaking and doing the meditation this Sunday.
Why don't we meet at the police station?
You scared or something?
Uh-uh.
Well, why you can't meet me at Burger King?
Because I'm going to have your ass arrested.
Who is you cussing? If you cuss me again, I'm going to have to come over there.
Praise your jazz.
Don't you live in them high-rise projects over there?
Yeah, I live in the projects.
That's what I thought, but just because you live in the project, that don't mean you bad, baby. Because you ain't carrying what I'm carrying, baby.
Thank God.
I'm 70-some years old. I don't mind going this year. I only got a few years left anyhow. You know, real saints get down on the floor, on the floor.
On the floor, see?
On the floor, on the floor.
On the floor.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
I'm real serious.
Now, where you going to meet me at? Didn't you used to work for the bankruptcy folks on there?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. So I know you got some money.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I seen you down there at the celebration for the crossing guard down there. You were dressed so nice that night.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look real nice. You buy your own clothes?
Who else buy them for me?
I don't know. I'm just getting you a compliment, baby. You don't have to get smart with me every time I try to say something nice.
Well,
but anyway, which Burger King you going to meet me at?
I ain't coming to no Burger King.
Well, where you want to meet me at? Maybe I will come knock on your front door. You laughing? You think it's funny?
I have security escort you out of my place.
I thought you was bad, but you going to call security. And
yep.
You want to meet me at the police station.
Right, that's right. Ain't no point.
Really? You
scared? Messing myself up.
Uh-huh. Messing yourself
that's
up.
That's right. Let them do the job for me.
So I'm outside of the church, and you think I'm a punk.
What?
I ain't never scared. Nuck if you buck. So listen, let me get you, write your address down on this paper where I can come over there and stuff. Give me your address.
I'm not giving you my address.
I know what towers you stay in. I knock on every last one of them doors till you come to it.
No, you won't.
And when you answer the door, I'm just going to swing. I ain't going to say it. What do you keep laughing for? I'm mad. Now you about to make me start laughing.
Oh, Lordy, okay.
Are you trying to laugh it off?
No.
Uh-huh.
Some things are just like a tick. You can't get rid of them.
You calling me a tick? You a roach. A flying roach.
Okay. Well, you can step on them.
A pregnant roach.
Now you done messed up. Now you done messed up.
You know the pregnant roach with the little tail on the end. Okay, you make sure you kill him.
You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. This is Throwback Friday. The meeting in my bedroom. Here they are, filth, y'all. Let's go.
Hey.
getting ready, girl, and don't forget the wine. Our love is on the menu. Tonight is just for you and I, and it's gonna be so fly.
So fly, so fly. What, what?
I like having you around, so I gotta put you down. So be there or be square.
Never make it in my bed.
Oh, oh, oh.
I would play it cool, but I can't now, cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you affect your style, and I wanna talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about you being mine. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there. Just call and receive me. Would you be mine? Sweet love for a lifetime. Oh, yeah. When you need me, just call me, baby. Now on the regular, I will waste time, but I don't want to, cause you're so damn fine. And I heard that you were thinking that I'll have to stop you from making late night phone calls on the telephone about your fantasies. Not a giddy on when you need me. I will be there for you, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there when you need me. Just call and receive me, my sweet lady. Would you be my sweet love for a lifetime? I'll be there, baby. Just call me, my sweet lady.
Then you will be my lady. Then you will be my lady.
I've got to
cold. She was impressed, baby, what is yours? She said a Pisces, we're connected. And I think you're kind of sexy, baby. You say Capricorn, take my hand. I'ma take you to lover's land. I'ma show you things you've never seen. All night long, baby, make my bed.
Woo! Get a sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, 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 wow. Hear the sound of your body drip, drip, drip. As I kiss most at the lip, lip, lip.
I ain't afraid to drown. If that means I'm deep up in your ocean, yeah. Girl, I'll drink you down. Sipping on your body all night. I just wanna take your legs and wrap around. Girl, you coming right now. Just feeling your heartbeat, girl. Swimming all in your sea, and you sweating all over me. Bring it forward, don't you run, run. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me, girl. You're soaking wet. About to get inside your mental, bend your back like it's limbo. I'ma make you feel like an info tonight. Oh, you're mine, baby girl. Oh, anytime you want it, I'm ready and willing, girl, to give it. I start to look in your body, you go to trembling. Flip it around, girl, let me get it from the side. And can I visit all the spots you like? Your neck, your back, your sexy lips, booty, and thighs. I don't want to be a minute man. Maybe you're just like a storm raining on me, girl. You're soaking wet.
Together, you can tell as soon as I approach ya. When you feeling uptight, get it right. Don't fight, lighten up like Sammy Sosa. Women call me the super soaker, and I'ma soak your bed to death. How long can you hold your breath? Asthma attacking, waking up wondering what happened. Making me high like Tony Braxton. You can't deny you wanna break my back in. Two, what you wanna do? Look at you with your birthday suit, 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 suit. The forecast said it's cloudy tonight, and I'ma have your body like about to get baptized, baby. Hurricane Luther. Ain't no way you can weather this storm.
You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up morning show, y'all. I appreciate y'all rolling with me on the Throwback Friday, y'all, and I will catch y'all next week. Bye-bye.